وتعال ادخل مملكتي من نافذتي المفتوحة من أجلك منذ عصور لنؤلف جيش العودة حيث نقاتل في صف المنسيين ونبني عاصمة أخرى للعالم.
My name is Camelia Jubran and I'm a singer and musician and composer. I don't have a typical day actually. It can be a cool day when I don't have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to take a train to go to the airport, to arrive to the venue, to make sound check, play, sleep at midnight, and the day after the same thing but backwards. Which can happen often, but with the the economical crisis, it's not happening so much this year. I was living in Jerusalem and I felt that I needed some break. I needed some fresh air. I needed to think differently. In 2002, in May, June actually, those 2 months, I spent them in Bern, in Switzerland, due to a scholarship that I received from Pro Helvetia. I didn't know that I was really leaving. I arrived to Bern and things started immediately to accelerate in a totally different direction. Things that made me make the decision that that was the time to turn a page, and I found out immediately that I did a very, very correct decision. Well, the difficulties any Palestinian artist would face in Europe are the same for any other stranger, between brackets, who comes to Europe. Papers, legal residency, renovation of residency cards, the fiscal or the economical statue as well. There is nothing particular for a Palestinian in that sense. Having been the first generation of parents who received a new regime when the State of Israel was declared in 1948, for them it was a trauma. It was a big shock. And I think music for them was, and making instruments for my father, created their own paradise. And I grew up in this little paradise, and for me it was so natural to continue that way. I learned to be stubborn, and I learned to believe in what I feel and try to realize it with whatever I have as tools in my hands. With all these feelings, I came to Europe and I find myself the same person, but just trying to grow up with my thoughts and enrich my tools to express those growing feelings or thoughts. When I do music, I want to be free. I want to step on undiscovered lands. I want to connect with my roots, and I want to connect with other people's experiences and way of thinking as well. I cannot separate between my thoughts, the way of I think, the style of life I manage, the people I connect to, I share with. I want my music to look like that. Through art and through music, we communicate ideas, we communicate philosophies, we communicate politics, point of views, visions. It's how I see the importance of music and its power to influence, to encourage, to open doors, to open ears, to open eyes, and invite for a change. Sweet Nomad One is poetry recited orally in Bedouin dialect by unknown poets who lived in the desert of Sinai and Negev. The words talk about a state of war and how the war affects fragile communities. And I look today what we live in Israel, in Palestine, and not only there, in many other countries, and I find that this poetry is written today. I'm so lucky to have met other people who think like me. Especially musicians I work with. I work since years with those persons. I share a lot of my creations. And these are persons that think like me. They don't care about whether their music would please or won't please people, but they do it because they believe in it and they defend it. We cannot share everything with everyone. What I share, after all, is the song. But whoever wants to discover secrets has to listen in 4 ears, maybe, to that song. But I don't mean to make any secrets. I'm happy to hear when someone says, we understood such point because we heard this and this. Well, this is nice. I mean, it feels nice when discussion goes so deep with whoever comes back to me to give me some reflection or some critique. The secret is discovered by the ears of the listener.